9:30.
Defending liberty one hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York, you're listening to The Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
If you want to turn yourselves into a greasy spot on a country road somewhere, go right ahead.
And now, here's your host, The Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am The Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Monday, May 23rd, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York, and as always, live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Yet another Monday is upon us, but we're almost there, right? About a week until the unofficial start of summer, for those of you out there that like summer. Here in New York today, it's about 70, 75, pretty nice, pretty sunny. We got some rain coming in. For me, the unofficial start of summer is like my unofficial hibernating season. I don't like summer. I like winter. Snowmobiling, skiing, snowboarding, ice hockey, that's for me. I don't care for the summer, but I know for some of you out there, it's a big deal. I think the summertime is like ducking from AC to AC, right? It's like you go out of your car, you have the air conditioning on, and then you go into another building, the AC is on there, and you walk outside, it's like walking into a wall of humidity and heat. It's just uncomfortable. But we're almost there, and you beachgoers and you lakegoers, have at it. You're almost there. Let's get to today's headlines before we talk about the weather for an hour. Baltimore braces for the worst as yet another police officer is not convicted in connection with the death of drug dealer Freddie Gray. Also, Carlos Danger has the lead role in a movie that is making the Clinton camp really uncomfortable. But Bill Clinton gives it 2 thumbs up. Also, in poll after poll, Donald Trump appears to be closing the gap on Hillary. We have new polls just released. We're going to go over them. And love is in the air in Rio de Janeiro as the Trojan man sets a new Olympic record. And once again, we have to say goodbye to another fallen police officer, this time in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. All that, plus we'll reach once again into the Rhino mailbag and answer one of your questions you had on hashtag AskRhino. A lot to get to today, but first, we'll start the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We say the Pledge of Allegiance every day here on the Rhino Report. We just stop saying it when we get older, right? We get out of elementary school and middle school and high school, and you don't say it anymore. You don't go to work. You don't say it at work. You don't say it in college. I don't think anyway. Well, not my college anyway. So we say it here. It's a salute to the troops. It's a salute to our country. It's a salute to the flag. Every star and stripe on that flag has a story, and we're going to salute it here every single day. Also, don't forget, we're looking for some more writers for the Rhino Report. You can be Rhino reporters on the ground in your state. Maybe you want to write about patriotic or conservative articles, whatever it is. You can send me a submission at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll look it over. We'll get you published on the Rhino Report. And as always, don't be scared to look us up. We're everywhere. iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Podbean, Spreaker, iHeart. Look up the Rhino Report. Catch all of your favorite older episodes so you get caught up, because we are moving at 100 miles an hour here on the Rhino Report. So you want to get caught up. That's very, very important. And stay with us. We have a lot to get to. It's going to be kind of a potpourri, lightning round kind of day. The weekend always gives that to us on Mondays. So, as always, keep it locked in here on the new voice of the American Patriot, the Rhino Report, here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. You know, when Monday happens to come around, one of the first things I want to do is I want to talk to people about Game of Thrones. But you can't do it anymore, because very, very few people now actually watch these shows when they're scheduled. You know, everyone, they DVR it or TiVo it or whatever they do to it. It's hard to talk about. Everyone goes, no, 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 be quiet. Be quiet, don't say anything. And I want to talk about it because this season is so much better than the last couple of seasons. The last two seasons, a lot of sideways, a lot of character building. I mean, each episode seems to be getting better and better this season, in my opinion. And I know that they're kind of off the books now. I've read the books that are out there, and we're sort of away from the books. But, you know, I don't want to spoil anything here, but if you haven't started watching Game of Thrones, definitely check it out. I am not a fantasy guy by any stretch of the imagination. I have never seen Lord of the Rings. I don't like that stuff generally. But this, it just caught my attention. Maybe, well, for whatever reasons you guys have probably heard. But, yeah, so check it out. And but if you do watch it on Sunday, be advised you cannot talk to anybody about it on Monday, because nobody has seen it yet. This weekend, we also had the 141st running of the Preakness Stakes. No Triple Crown winner this year, but if you listened to Friday's show, you made some money, because I told you Exaggerator was going to win. Muddy track, this guy's a distance horse, always comes from behind, and he won. Unfortunately, before the race, two horses died. That was unfortunate in a race before the Preakness. One just dropped dead in Victory Lane there, or the Winner's Circle, whatever they call it. One just dropped dead. The other one broke its leg, and they had to put it down. When a horse just drops dead, that sends shockwaves through these people. Cause they spend millions and millions of dollars on these horses, and all of a sudden, what's wrong? Was there a disease? Was there something bad in the feed? You know, it's always what happened. So that horse is going, I think, to New Bolton or something like that in Pennsylvania to get checked out. That's a pretty big horse place. So no Triple Crown this year. You know what? For me, not a big deal. Last year, we saw American Pharoah won the Triple Crown. They brought that trophy out, and I said, what the heck is this? This is what they get? It's like a little triangle plate thing. 30-something years, no Triple Crown winner. I thought they were going to wheel out a spire from the Taj Mahal. Nope. It's like a plate. I thought, what is this? This is some big thing. It's like one of the biggest sporting events. It's so rare to do now that they allow new horses into the Belmont. But no. No. They bring out this little kind of plate thing. It's like a triangle. I don't know. Pretty pathetic. Pretty pathetic if you ask me. But that horse, that American Pharoah, he's getting a $200,000 stud fee. That's pretty good. I only get $100,000, and I've won nothing. So pretty good for American Pharoah to get $200,000. But you know what? We really don't care about horse racing. We don't. We care about it 3 days out of the year. It's kind of like the Olympics. Every 4 years, you pretend to care about a sport like the javelin throw. Right? All of a sudden, I have to care about how far a grown man can throw a stick. And everybody's an expert on it. Anyone that's ever played lawn darts before is all of a sudden an expert on the javelin throw. We used to play lawn darts. You know what we used to do? We stand in a group. We take the lawn dart, we throw it directly up in the air, and we'd yell, run. And if you got hit, well, I guess you lost. But there are so many stupid sports in the Olympics this year. So many. What's that one where, like, the guy has to run 10 miles while pushing a baby carriage full of pumpkins with a rifle on his back? What's that one? Like, the decathlon or something? So dumb. So dumb. They got rid of the good sports. They got rid of baseball because America always wins, so no more baseball. Can't have that. The rest of the world thinks it's not fair. And no more Roman Greco wrestling. That's out too. That's like one of the original Olympic sports. It's like that and fighting lions. Those are the original sports. And Roman Greco wrestling out in place of golf and badminton. Those aren't sports. I love golf. Depending on who's watching me play, I have between a 10 and a 15 handicap. But it's not a sport. It's a game. It's a game. These aren't sports. Maybe the Chinese and them like badminton. I don't know. They're pretty good at it. It's not a sport, though. They should call it the Parker Brothers games now. All the good stuff's gone. It's all gone. All right. Well, speaking of the Olympics, the International Olympic Committee has said they are making available 400,000 condoms for athletes traveling to Rio for the Summer Games. That's ridiculous. 100,000 female condoms, all right, 350,000 male condoms, and 175,000 packets of lube. I thought they were going there to play sports. What is this? This is a supply to 10,500 athletes and staff. It's more than three times the amount that was supplied at the London Summer Games just 4 years ago. That's almost 43 condoms per person. They're there for 2 weeks. I'm in the wrong business. I'm in completely the wrong business. Shouldn't they be practicing balancing on a beam or something? What are they doing? This is where they're spending our money. They're saying it has no connection to the Zika virus. It's not, you know, they said the Zika virus could be spread through sexual activity. They're saying this has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. So are the athletes just getting, I don't know, more worked up now? Are the outfits getting tighter or shorter? What is this? 43 per person for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. It's unbelievable. I don't know. I still think they shouldn't have these games. Move them. Get rid of them. Just distribute the condoms somewhere else, I guess. Just don't have them in Rio this year. Gonna bring that Zika virus back here. It's gonna be all sorts of bad. All sorts of bad. All right. Let's move on to something a little bit more serious. We saw about an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, Judge Barry Williams gave his verdict on Officer Edward Nero. Officer Edward Nero, he faced up to 15 years in prison for his alleged role in the 2015 death of drug dealer Freddie Gray. He chose to have a bench trial over a jury trial. Typically, this is a good idea in two instances. Number one, you are an officer of the court or an officer of the law. Usually goes in your favor if you think you're acting within the scope of your duties. Or number two, you just know you're innocent. You know you're innocent beyond a shadow of a doubt. Forget reasonable doubt. Shadow of a doubt. If you think you are 1,000% innocent, this is the way to go. Because you're taking your chances with a jury of your peers. And let's be honest, a lot of times it's not your peers. You know, we use that as kind of this vague term. Because we're alive and because we're over 18, all of a sudden everybody is our peer. I don't think I'm Warren Buffett's peer. I don't. I shouldn't sit on his trial. We're not peers. Look at the definition of the word peer. But we're going to talk about this this trial in particular and the ones coming up for the other five officers who are going to, also have to face trial. One of them, of course, there was a mistrial, and they'll be retrying him, supposedly wasting more money. We have a lot to get to today, guys, so hang in there, buckle up. We have new polls, we're going to talk about this new movie coming out, or it's already out, and lots of cool stuff, so hang in there. Always check out therhinoreport.com for your latest Rhino rants and some new articles. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel. located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary, and the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning, and jazz every night, and it's all so affordable. That's what makes Columbo special, and they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, welcome back to the show. When we last spoke about 3 minutes ago, we were talking about the acquittal of Officer Edward Nero from the Baltimore Police Department. Now, the city's on edge. Just after the verdict, there was a small group of people outside the courthouse. The group has grown. I guess we'll see what transpires later this evening. This was not the most serious charge. He was facing 15 years in prison. He was looking at a second-degree assault and reckless endangerment and two counts of misconduct in office. The judge felt that there was not enough evidence to convict, not beyond a reasonable doubt, and he was cleared of all charges. There were people who were saying this over the weekend, that this was probably going to happen. You didn't see a lot of it on the news, probably because they didn't want to fuel anything. But this was probably the lesser of all the charges of the officers that... that they'll face, for the most part. So, you know, Marilyn Mosby, who is the state attorney general, and Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, they've called for space to destroy, and that's what these people took advantage of last April, I guess it was, right? April 2015. But they're starting to look a little dumb now, because they said we're going to get justice, and, well, while justice is being served, it's not being served in their eyes. I mean, here Mosby is. She's lost essentially two cases already. The first one against Officer William Porter, that was a mistrial. Same judge, Judge Barry Williams, had to declare a mistrial because the jury could not come to a full verdict. Which surprised me just a little bit. The judge had said he wanted an answer. It was going into a couple of days of deliberation. He wanted an answer from the jury. The jury couldn't come to an answer. So What he did was that final night, he sent them home. What he should have done is he should have sequestered them. But he sent them home instead. And here they are driving through a city preparing for riots. They're driving through police barricades. They see all the heavy equipment being brought in. They see armed National Guardsmen and police on their drive home. You don't think that would affect the way you judge somebody? If knowing if you make quote-unquote the wrong decision, you could see more violence and more trouble in your city? Judge Barry Williams should have sequestered that jury. He didn't. These six officers have really been behind the eight ball the whole time. This judge has not been friendly to the defense. The first thing they did was they asked to move these trials out of Baltimore. And with reasonable cause, too. Look what the response was before there was even an arrest made. Look at the response. How could they possibly get a fair trial? So they asked to move this trial to West Maryland, and the judge said, no, we're going to have it right here in Baltimore. I can't think of too many judges that would have done that. We've seen trials moved for much less over the years. I mean, here, you know what the response is going to be to a verdict that they don't feel goes their way. You have it already set. There's a precedent there. And he still didn't move it. So these officers, they're right to go with a bench trial. That's how I would do it. I'm a little surprised Officer William Porter didn't, the first one who had the hung jury. They are scheduled to retry him. I believe it's in September, September 6th. That's where he will get retried. Here's the issue. Those almost never work. And in fact, the prosecutors almost never retry somebody when there's a mistrial or a hung jury. Unless something really wild happened. When it comes down to just they couldn't make a decision based on the evidence, it's very, very rare. They reserve the right to retry. But they typically don't. It's going to waste another $5 or $6 million of taxpayer money. I mean, who's really the criminal here? Here you have the city spending all this money and the state spending all this money trying to convict people who are doing their job. Now, is it right that someone died in police custody? No, absolutely not. That shouldn't happen. It should never happen. But when you look at what happened, when you see the video, when you know the history, were these cops in the wrong? Or was it just an unfortunate series of events that unfortunately led to the death of somebody? That's more what it seems like. You know, I think it's also a little suspicious that Marilyn Mosby's husband, Nick Mosby, just happens to be the Baltimore City Councilman for the 7th District. Oh yeah, that's where all this took place. Little interesting there, isn't it? You don't hear news talking about that an awful lot, but we dig it up for you here. We dig it right up. Only the facts, ma'am. Only the facts here on the Rhino Report. Hang in there. We're going to keep talking about this. We're going to talk about, a wiener and lots of other cool stuff. So stay right there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system, and we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Larry Elder inviting you to join me twice daily here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Tune in to CRN 3 Reagan Radio Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern for my live 3-hour show. And don't miss the replay of the show on CRN 1 starting at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Larry Elder Show, twice as good, two times daily, Monday through Friday on CRN. Find out more at crntalk.com.
All right. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about the acquittal here of Officer Edward Nero from the Baltimore Police Department. Coming up, you have Officer Caesar Goodson. His trial is set to begin on June 6th. Now, he faces the most severe charge of the six officers that were implicated in the death here of Freddie Gray. He faces second-degree murder. He was the driver of the van. So this is the one who they're saying gave Freddie Gray a rough ride, and he hit himself, and he severed his spine, whatever. But it just so happens the other guy in the van had initially said, well, no, it was a perfectly fine ride. It wasn't a rough ride. In fact, he heard the guy on the other side of the transport vehicle banging around. And then he recanted and said, no, I didn't say that. Obviously, the people involved in the protest got to him and said, you have to change your story because all of a sudden the truth comes out, and we can't have any of that. So we'll see what happens with Officer Caesar Goodson. Now, one of the things I have a little pet peeve with this whole story. They keep calling the transport vehicle the paddy wagon. They always call it a paddy wagon. Now, I'm half Irish, and that's a slur against Irish from back in the 1920s in New York City, where they pick up the paddies, and they put them in the back of this wagon, and they bring them off to jail. That's where the term came from. I don't hear anybody calling for a halt to that term. No one's saying, hey, the Irish are offended. Let's stop calling it a paddy wagon. No, but you gotta change the name of the Washington Redskins, even though most Native American nations have no problem with it. That they got to change. But we'll call it a paddy wagon on TV ad nauseum. So I try to say transport vehicle because that's what it is. They're transporting prisoners. Anyway, you have the retrial of Officer William Porter set for September 6th. He's looking at involuntary manslaughter for failing to buckle the seatbelt on Mr. Gray. They're saying that the officer should have known this was a new ordinance. They had to buckle the inmate in. However, it was like an 80-page document that they were emailed. Essentially, their line officer should have read them this. These guys, they work so many hours. They have no time to read 80-page new rules. They don't have time for it. Their line officer should have said, hey, by the way, starting today, you have to buckle people in. And that wasn't common practice. A lot of places don't do that. But in Baltimore, they wanted to make that the new rule, so they sent out a big email. No one read it, and this is what happens. This is what happens. Also, you have Sergeant Alicia White and Lieutenant Brian Rice. They also face manslaughter charges. And then you have a sixth guy who is looking at misdemeanors. So this is going to go on. Hopefully, there's calm tonight in Baltimore. Hopefully, the community leaders and the church leaders who did a good job eventually of quelling the violence and the looting last time, hopefully they're there to maintain that same sort of calm. Candlelight vigils? Vigils, of course. Why not? Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. Marching in solidarity? Fine. Nothing wrong with any of that. Burning down buildings? Flipping cars? Yeah. Something wrong with that. Burning down businesses in your own area that are owned by people that live in that area? Yeah. Something wrong with that. So hopefully none of that happens, and we have nothing to talk about tomorrow as it relates to this. That's what I'm hoping for, and I hope all you guys are hoping for the same thing, too. Let's move on to some new polls. Wall Street Journal NBC poll shows Hillary Clinton at 46%, Donald Trump at 43%. So Clinton has the lead. It's a 3% margin of error, so it's still a statistical dead heat. The interesting number here, the telling number here is that Hillary had an 11-point lead back in April. So just about a month ago, about a month and a half ago, she had an 11-point lead, and now it's down to a statistical dead heat. Another poll, this is the ABC WAPO, Washington Post, their poll shows Donald Trump at 46%, Clinton at 44%, again with a 3% margin of error, so we're in the margin of error, statistical dead heat. It's funny because Clinton goes on Meet the Press on NBC, and she says polls mean nothing. They mean nothing. And yeah, she might be right, but she's right for the wrong reasons. Because if she had a 20-point lead, what would they mean then? She would say that people have already spoken. She'd be saying things like that. Well, these polls are showing it ever closer and closer as we move forward towards November. In fact, a few of them showed Trump up last week. I think when you get maybe next week, the week after, you're really going to see more of a direction. Who's ebbing and who's flowing? Now that Trump is the only choice on the Republican side, you knew his numbers were going to improve. They could only go up. Because for the longest time, people are not going to tell you, well, yeah, I mean, I'd vote for Donald Trump, but I'm a Ted Cruz supporter. You know, they would never say they'd vote for Donald Trump. So as people drop out, his numbers were going to get better. Now, will Hillary's get that much better when Bernie eventually drops out? I mean, he says he's not going to. But he's either going to have to, or he's going to lose it at the convention. One or the other. There's no way he's the nominee. Will her numbers pick up? Will they pick up 20, 30%? Probably not. Donald Trump is now trying to get the Bernie voters to come over to his side. I don't know. Awfully strange bedfellows, if you ask me. Very strange bedfellows. This is going to be neck and neck for a while. I think what's going to happen is it's really going to come down. I think a lot of it's going to come down to who has the best attack at. That's really what I think it's going to come down to. People know Donald Trump. They know Hillary Clinton. Who has the ads that resonate the most? Will it be Donald Trump parading out the alleged victims of sexual assault from Bill Clinton? Or will it be Hillary Clinton rolling out ads saying how Donald Trump's a womanizer, or how she's the experienced one? Which ads are going to prevail? who has more money to spend on them, unfortunately. That's what it's going to come down to. They both still have high unfavorables. Very, very high. Over 50%. And listen, Hillary still has to deal with Bernie. He's still out there. He's campaigning in California. He wants to win California. And if he wins California, this thing may be turned on its ear. And Philadelphia is going to be crazy at their convention. Absolutely crazy. They were throwing chairs in Nevada. Can you imagine what they'll be throwing in Philadelphia? It's not going to be fun. Well, for us, it'll be fun to watch. I fully intend on sitting down with popcorn and watching their convention. It's going to be a hoot. You know, all of a sudden, the Republican convention seems like it's going to be boring. All of a sudden, it's going to be a boring convention in Cleveland. Hey, I'll take boring every day over what's going to happen in Philadelphia. So stick around. We're going to talk about a movie coming up, and we have lots of stuff. Rhino Mailbag. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC's Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. Before we were rudely interrupted by our break here, we were talking about Hillary Clinton. Now, I want to segue from Hillary to Wiener. It's not often that we get to use those two words in the same sentence, but there's a new movie out. It's actually a documentary, and it's called Wiener. And it debuted Thursday. It had a premiere, and then Friday it opened in major cities. It's not a wide release right now. I think they might call it a wide release, but it's only major cities for the moment. Now, this follows Anthony Wiener around as he campaigns in 2013 to become New York City mayor. This is his primaries. It was shortly after his Carlos Danger sexting scandal. He was trying to resurrect his career. With Uma Abedin, his wife, of course, by his side, they were trying to run for New York City mayor, which, of course, is a seat held now by comrade Bill de Blasio. Well, lo and behold, the sexting thing happens again to Mr. Wiener. I mean, could you think of a better name for this guy? It's unbelievable. Like, it's weird how karma works. But it happens again. And he still allows the documentary crew to follow him and his campaign around. And now they're starting to see a different side of Anthony Wiener and Uma Abedin. And listen, it didn't go well for them. Anthony Wiener got less than 5% of the vote in the primary. That's not good. I could run tomorrow and at least get 5%. He got less than 5%. The Clintons are not really happy about this movie. It does not portray Uma Abedin in a very good light. It portrays her as being cranky and mean and fake, and really as a glorified personal assistant for Hillary Clinton. The Clinton camp is saying that they asked to see the movie and they were told no by the producers. Well, the producers are telling a whole different story. They're saying that they were never asked by the Clintons. And had they asked, they might have let them see it. The Clintons are trying to kill this. They're trying to kill a large-scale release. It hasn't been good for them in terms of cinema lately, right? Remember 13 Hours? That came out right before Iowa about Benghazi. You know, she didn't want that to come out at all, but it did. And now they're trying to kill this thing on a large scale. However, it's getting incredible reviews. 4 stars across the board. Everyone says it's a great, great documentary. I haven't seen it. I plan on seeing it. I hope you guys go take a look at it, too. If nothing else, it should be fun to watch, right? I mean, this is a crash and burn type movie. They asked the producers, why would they let you stay around? After the second sexting scandal happened during this primary run, why did they let you stick around? And they said, I don't know. They just did. Now, those associated with the Clintons had never been that smart. So, I guess they thought they could maybe still win and change the narrative. I have no idea. I have no idea. Regardless of how the Clintons, whether or not they succeed in trying to kill the wide release here, this thing is still going to be released on Showtime, in case you don't get to it in the theaters now. It's going to be released on Showtime in October, 2 weeks before the election. You know, talk about bad timing for these people, right? But Clinton, she does a lot of this to herself. A lot of her bad timing is because how she works things. If she had any inkling of running for president back in 2008 or 2009, when she started sending emails across their private server, she wouldn't have done it. But she did it anyway. She's lazy. Lazy, and it comes back to haunt her. Well, this movie, it's not a glowing portrayal of Uma Abedin or Anthony Weiner, but it's getting great reviews. The producers... Here's where you see the Clintons getting involved. The producers were asked to be on a lot of different talk shows, on TV, on radio, to talk about the movie, to talk about the release. And they canceled most of them. So whether the networks canceled the interviews or the producers canceled the interviews, for some reason they're not promoting their own movie. They spent, what, almost 3 years now in the making. And they're not promoting it. So something's going on. Hopefully it gets a wide release and we can all see it and we can have a couple of chuckles. But listen, oh man, if it's not bad news, it's no news for the Hillary camp, right? Seems to be how it is. Let's go a little bit early. Well, you know what? Let's stick with Hillary because Hillary has a new slogan out. Did you guys see this? It's stronger together. It's not I'm with her or whatever the other stuff was. This is her campaign reset number 4. Stronger together. I wonder how many focus groups it took to come up with that one. Right? I mean, that's kind of a stupid slogan. I think we're pretty strong already. I don't think we're weak. I don't think Hillary Clinton would be the one to bring us together. Talk about divisiveness. Maybe even more so than our current president. Divisive. This may have been a better slogan for the women who have accused Bill Clinton of sexual assault. They're stronger together, right? As one voice, all 2,000 of them, or whatever number it is. This should have been their slogan, not Hillary's slogan. Well, apparently they chose this slogan over other ones, like a pantsuit platoon. Pantsuit platoon was out. Oh, also, 4 down, 350 million to go. They didn't approve that one either. Focus group didn't like it. Bill loves women, too. Nope, that one was also knocked down. Of course, I'm with Stupid. That one got good ratings, but they couldn't use it. Couldn't use it. Already been used on a t-shirt in South Park, so you can't use it. Oh, man. Talk about bad timing for the Clintons. So bad. Their numbers are going to keep going down. They're going to keep going down and down and down. She can reset this campaign 150 times. It won't work. It just won't work. Stay tuned, guys. We are going to, when we come back, salute a fallen officer, this time in Massachusetts, and we'll dive into the Rhino mailbag for the last second. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Come to Wine Country. Vacation at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Experience the luxurious guest rooms, generously sized and decorated in the Tuscan tradition. Sleep on pillow top mattresses with luxurious linens and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access, and you can enjoy coffee in the hotel lobby. And now you can visit the new steakhouse at Equus Restaurant and the Equus Lounge, all at the Fountain Grove Inn. Relax and enjoy a glass of wine and learn about wine with CRN radio host Larry Van Alston as What's Cooking on Wine radio show. It's broadcast at the Fountain Grove Inn Hotel and Conference Center, located in the heart of Sonoma wine country, easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 freeway at the Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101 or visit fountaingroveinn.com. Call now, 707-578-6101.
All right, welcome back to today's Monday show. Today's our final segment. The hour goes by really, really fast. All right, guys, you know, I hate doing these stories, and I hate doing it because I'm a former law enforcement officer myself, but I think it's important that we honor those who have fallen in the line of duty. It doesn't happen enough on mainstream media, and these people are people that go to work every day, and they don't know if they're going home to their families, and they don't get enough credit, so... unfortunately, today, we have to say goodbye to Auburn, Massachusetts police officer Roland Tarantino, 42 years old. He was shot and killed during a traffic stop early Sunday morning. Now, the mainstream media says it's a routine traffic stop. Let me tell you right now that there is no such thing as a routine traffic stop. You never know what's going to happen. Unfortunately, in this case, Officer Tarantino was shot and killed. The suspect, Jorge Zambrano, was killed by police a short time later after a brief standoff at his home. Zambrano fled the scene after mortally wounding police officer Roland Tarantino. Zambrano's jacket reads like a list of Bill Clinton affairs. A career criminal. Officer Tarantino was with the Auburn Police Department for the last... there's following a transfer there from the Leicester Police Department, also in Massachusetts. He leaves behind a wife and three children. So rest in peace, police officer Roland Tarantino, end of watch, 5/22/16. I think it's always so important that we honor these guys and their families too. It is not easy for the family members when you go off to work every day in your uniform, and just because you carry a weapon does not mean you're safe. In fact, it makes you a target in some areas. This guy was just doing his job, and unfortunately, that was the last day he did it. So, all right, let's dive into the Rhino mailbag. If you want to ask me a question, you can. You can either email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, or you can hashtag it, Ask Rhino, and we'll pick out one. This one actually came off of an email. So this is the question. Will a Libertarian candidate play a major role in this year's election? Well, the short answer is no. They never really do. The Libertarian Party will go and they'll pick their candidate and their vice presidential candidate, I think in 2 weeks. They'll pick it. It looks like it'll be Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson is the former governor of the state of New Mexico. I believe he was a candidate last time around, too. These third-party fringe candidates, they don't play a large role. The last third-party candidate to play a major role was really Ross Perot, right? He was the last one. Was that 1992 or something like that? That's the last one. If you're going to have a third-party candidate play a major role, it's going to have to be one of these run-of-the-mill guys. It's going to have to be you have a Mitt Romney, or maybe you try to persuade Marco Rubio to do it, or something like that. A Libertarian candidate is not going to pull enough votes from the GOP. In fact, there's polling data to suggest that the Libertarian candidate would actually pull votes from the Democrat in November. That's a little odd. We haven't seen that before. Maybe it's some of those Never Trumpers. Maybe that's who's answering to that. I don't know. But I don't see a Libertarian candidate playing a big role. Can they push the conversation? Sure. If they can get enough support to get into a debate, I mean, that would be huge. I don't think it will happen. But if they can push the conversation on mainstream media, they could play a role that way. Much in the same way Bernie Sanders is playing a role with Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders will never, ever, ever in a million years be the nominee. Never in a million years. But he's pushing the conversation for Hillary. And a Libertarian candidate like Gary Johnson, who has a good head on his shoulders, he could push the conversation. But no, they will not take enough votes away to sway an election. Most states are not won or lost by 1 or 2%. Most states are won or lost by 7, 8, 9, up to 10%. That's where the majority of that is. So the answer is no. All right, guys. Thanks again for listening. As always, a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. And a big thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.